Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The holiday season is here. Just about time for turkey and football. Then it's time for Christmas. Today, Dean Richards broadcasts from a Christmas wonderland. Live from Treetime Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington, it's Dean Richards Treetime Holiday Spectacular, brought to you by Treetime Christmas Creations. Here's Dean Richards.
Good morning, Lake Barrington.
Hey!
Hey, everybody.
A cast of thousands.
Wow. Look at this. Hey. I am told that people were here waiting to get in at 6:30 this morning. That is.
Who are the crazy people who are here at 6:30?
That's fantastic. Thank
well, at
you
least
so
that's
much.
Why you got a front row seat.
Well, people always here. When I pulled up, 5 to 9.
Yeah, right.
people were already, waiting outside. It's our annual Treetime Holiday Christmas Spectacular. Even though the closest holiday is Halloween. But we're getting.
Hey, don't forget about Veterans Day.
We've
got Veterans Day on next Monday.
That's very true. We're here with our annual spectacular show at the spectacular Treetime Christmas Creations on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. We're going to be here till 1 o'clock today, and while it is literally at the start of the show, standing room only already. Come on out and join us because people kind of filter in, filter out. We're going to have lots of food here today. We've got lots of live entertainment featured on the show today. And also, we are going to conduct an on-air wedding right here at Treetime coming up a little after 12 o'clock today. An actual wedding coming up.
Dean finally said yes. I asked him for the last 8 years.
Geez. Yeah.
And he finally, I wore him down.
Yeah. That would be the wearing down of wearing downs for that to happen. But
are you official minister, right?
I am an official minister.
So am I. How about you, Shwani? Are you a minister?
Not even close.
Give me $30. I'll make you one.
If you go online, you can be ordained before we do the wedding.
He could do it during
the
break.
I asked him if I had to call him reverend, but he said he would prefer that.
I would like a little respect from you, finally, after all these years.
After 43 years,
yeah,
right?
That wouldn't be so bad. That wouldn't be so bad. So here's the audience here can see this already. But by the way, our 11 o'clock hour will be on Facebook Live on the Dean Richards page and the WGN Radio page. So you'll be able to actually watch what we're doing. But visually, let me just set it up here today. Shwani is wearing a very nice WGN pullover, right? That's nice. That sweater.
Like a fleece.
That sweater that you've got, a nice fleece.
A fleece.
With a gigantic red bow tie, red velvet bow tie.
Courtesy of Marlene.
Gigantic. You look like Harpo Marx.
All I need is the horn, right?
All you need is the horn. So this is the visual. And then next to me is Elton Jim Toronto, dressed as Santa with the festive brooch.
Well, it's not a fest. Now, you're mixing metaphors. It's a festive pin.
Yeah.
Women wear brooches.
That's what I meant.
We're already fighting. We haven't been married yet. Virile men wear festive pins.
Virile men wear festive pins.
And did you see, even
that's the quote of the day on the show today. Virile men wear festive brooches.
Virile men wear festive pins.
Right. And I, because I am going to be conducting a wedding here today, I'm in a full tuxedo.
Whoa, look at Dino.
Yeah. I've never done a show in a full tuxedo.
You clean up pretty good.
You know what? By the end of the show, I'm going to be like Sammy Davis Jr. at the end of a concert.
With the tie all undone.
What kind of fool am I?
like Jerry Lewis at the end of the telethon.
At the end of the telethon.
Exactly. Show me a temp.
Yeah, exactly right. We have got all the trappings for a full wedding here today. We've got a special wedding Christmas tree that Tree Time has created.
Oh my goodness!
For the wedding coming up later on, we've got a wedding DJ who's going to be entertaining us on the show today. Give it up for Emily Easton over here from ToastandJamesDJs.com. Thank you for being here, Emily. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on behalf of Toast and Jam.
Yeah, and all the folks she's been playing music for us before the show started. Had this room jumping. We may have to have a Sunday morning dance party.
I heard you do a mean chicken dance, Dean.
I do. You'll find out later on. Yep.
Celebration.
I don't know anybody who likes to put their left foot in and left foot out and shake it all about more than me.
What's that, the electric slide?
That I think you do a good electric slide. That would be the hokey pokey. That's the hokey pokey, but we can do electric slide also. And also joining us again, as they have many years here at Tree Time, the Canterbury Carolers are here as well.
And they are also wearing festive pins.
Yeah.
Every one of them, wow. Festive pins.
How about that? You're like the Taylor Swift of jewelry, aren't you?
Well, I like to start a trending.
Yeah. You're blinging it up with Taylor Swift. So, yeah, we've got a lot of fun things planned for us here today. I want to take a quick break, and then we'll get things started. We'll hear from the Canterbury Carolers in a second. Dr. Kevin Most is going to be here also, by the way, to answer your questions. And we'll get to all of that as we continue from Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington. Coming up next.
The hall with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol, fa la 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 la. See the blazing Yule before us, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Strike the harp and join the chorus, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Follow me in merry measure, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. While I tell of Yuletide treasure, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Fast away the old year passes, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Hail the new ye lads and lasses, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sing we joyous all together, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Heedless of the wind and weather, fa la 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 la.
The Canterbury Carolers, everyone, sounding
nice.
Fantastic. You guys, that's just really great.
They sped up to 45 there. Did you hear
scared
that?
Scared me for a minute.
They were at 33, and then they sped up
I'm
to
glad
45.
Somebody else heard that, because at first I thought it was me.
I thought he was having a heart attack.
The show's not over yet. Anything could happen. Hey, I wanted to mention for all of you that are here and all of you listening and thinking, really, is it worth going to see Dean and Schwani and Elton Jim?
Yes.
Yeah.
I say yes.
Yeah, mostly it's not. But
you said it, I didn't.
Tree Time is giving out for people who show up here today what they call the Dean's Discount.
Ooh.
15% off any purchase.
Nice.
We've got some cards, some coupons just right up here. So if you're going to make some purchases here today, I've already seen many things that I want to go home with today.
So what about decorations?
I forgot a big deal. A huge big deal. Coming up right after the 10 o'clock news. A major, major announcement about a landmark Chicago institution which is going away.
Oh,
going
sad.
going to be announced here for the first time today. It is sad.
Wow.
But
a major Chicago institution.
A major Chicago
We don't want to hear this, do we? We don't want to hear
sad?
The bad news.
You might be a little sad.
Wow.
Yeah, you might be a little sad.
Well, way to put a damper on things, Dean.
Well, you know,
everybody's in the spirit already.
No, if somebody announces that they're retiring, you're happy.
Retiring.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
retiring, but they're going away for good. It's going away for good. So, but when someone says, I'm going to retire, you're happy that
I know they were retiring. I thought they were.
Yeah.
Okay.
What, do you think I was like a corporate takeover?
I don't know. You sounded like Gordon Gekko there for a second. I don't know. Google that.
So that's going to be coming up in just a little while. You know what most of the people are here for this morning at this hour of the day? Dave Schwann's far-flung forecast.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads.
We need to find a Christmas version of this.
I like this. Yeah.
They could whistle. The carolers could whistle.
That's right. We should have.
Can you guys do that? Can you guys?
They're doing it. They're doing it. Excellent.
They sound just like the record.
And that's why we're pleased to announce that Schwanee is going to be taking his far-flung forecast on a nationwide tour, like the one-man Mark Twain show.
Yes, right. Far-flung forecast tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like Mark Twain tonight.
With an exclamation point at the end.
Yeah,
yeah. So what do you have? This better be good.
Well, first of all,
we could have the audience turn on us if this is.
I know it.
I think they already have.
We want to thank the best listeners in the world that joined us here this morning. Give yourselves a hand. Right. Thank you all for being here. And it's great to see so many people that have been here in the past few years, greeting friends again.
You know what? Not a bad idea to kiss up to the studio audience like right before we start the show.
Well, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for them. So thank you so much.
And he continues.
Does anybody have a compass, their protractors, and their newfangled devices here today?
Does anybody have a compass or protractor on them? By the way,
thank God nobody does.
Yeah, once again, we're at the leading edge of technology.
We are headed today to New England, to the very picturesque village of Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
Population 2018.
Yeah.
It goes back.
Where is Stockbridge?
Stockbridge is in Western Mass.
That is referenced in the James Taylor song.
Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
Stockbridge to Boston.
Oh, yeah. Well, it would be. It makes sense. But it goes back almost 300 years to 1734. But we bring up Stockbridge because it is one of the featured Christmas paintings of Norman Rockwell, who lived there. And he died in Stockbridge. And it is also recognized as one of the most Christmassy towns in the United States.
Even more so than Berwyn?
Even Berwyn!
Sven Gulli's not coming, is he?
Stockbridge, Massachusetts. And it is. It's beautiful there. And we have partly cloudy skies and 49 degrees in Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
Very nice.
One of the Christmassiest places around.
Christmassiest? Christmassiest?
Christmas CS.
There you go.
I don't want to say anything, but it sounds like he just threw that together at the last minute.
That was not very far flung.
Schwanee, we both turned on you.
I know. I was expecting it. You think I'm going to be in your wedding?
With that gigantic bow tie that you have on, I cannot take anything you say seriously, Harpo Marx. Very good. Very nice. Let's hear it for Dave Schwann on the far-flung forecast.
As it was.
A little something he threw together at the last minute. Coming up on the show right after the news, Dr. Kevin Most is going to be joining us. If you've got any medical questions at all, now is the time to get your medical questions answered.
Any infections, sores?
Right.
Bring them up.
You need a boil lanced?
Right.
Anything?
Anybody with a carbuncle? No carbuncles?
I drove a carbuncle out here today.
But seriously, Vaughn?
Yeah. So anyway, that's going to be coming up right after the news. Emily, you got a little something for us to take us into the news here?
Oh, what a night.
Emily Easton, ToastandJamsDJs.com, our wedding DJs.
Oh,
wedding's going to be coming up in a little bit, and we'll be back in just a minute.
December, hey! Back in 63, what a very special time for me, as I remember what a night. Oh, what a night. You know, I didn't even know her name.
Well, listen to this. I'm told, I thought we had a break here. We do not.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Tell us more about Stockton, Massachusetts.
Can you far flung
well,
again?
It's not Stockton. It's
Stockbridge.
Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
Yeah, from the song Sweet.
Well, we mentioned Norman Rockwell. There's a Norman Rockwell Museum.
Which
there.
One is your favorite Norman Rockwell painting? I like the one where the family's around the Thanksgiving
That's
table.
That's a good one.
And they're serving the right before they start arguing and throwing food at each other.
What about the one with the guy fixing the Marshall Fields clock on State Street?
I don't think I know.
You don't know that one?
I think I've been to that. I think I've been to that museum now that you mentioned.
Stockbridge?
Yeah, I was up there about 25 years ago.
Yeah, there's a Norman Rockwell Museum because he lived there. And then he passed away there in something like 1934.
Did you ever see the self-portrait?
1984.
Where he's drawing himself?
Yeah.
That one
I
like the self-portrait.
But no, that's a famous. You've all seen the Marshall Fields clock, the Norman Rockwell painting, haven't you?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. And, in fact, there's a whole display in what is now Macy's on State Street with the clock, and it's featured there. I'm surprised you haven't seen that, Reverend.
Well, you know what I used to enjoy at Marshall Fields back in the day? Going downtown and seeing Santa Claus. Santa Claus is our special guest here this morning. Hey, Santa.
How are you? Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you for coming out here. Careful, careful.
Whoa.
Now, do you
step this morning now, from the sleigh ride?
Yeah, do you get offended when you see Jim Toronto wearing your same outfit?
No, but, you know, I have to get one of those festive pins, I think.
Thank you, Santa.
They're called women's brooches, by the way.
Okay, all right.
I'll another convert.
Third floor ladies' lingerie.
I'll look in the women's department then. Yeah.
So, Santa, tell us what you were up to this couple of weeks before Thanksgiving.
Just getting ready for all the Christmas activities, and I'll relate a story from last year. I was telling Dean here about Lights Parade that we're doing out in Carpentersville and Dundee, follows along the Fox River. We did it last year. My elf here was on the sleigh with me. It was very cold, and there's a new wedding venue in Carpentersville right on the river. We pulled up to it, and the bride and groom were outside in this freezing temperature, and the groom says, "Come on, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity." And he jumps on the sleigh and he pulls the bride up. And after they had their picture taken with me, I was thinking, isn't your wedding the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity?
Priorities, my friend, right?
Yes. Yeah. They just wanted their picture with Santa.
Well, there you go. You made their wedding, apparently.
Apparently so, yes.
Very nice. Well, we appreciate you being here today. If anybody would like to come and sit on Santa's lap, not you, Jim. Anyone else, more than welcome. Thank you for coming out.
And that's a real beard, right?
Yeah.
No strings attached.
Yeah, that's real.
I was at the Museum of Science and Industry a few years ago for Christmas Round the World, and there was a little one that grabbed a hold of it and snapped my head down, and they had to extricate the fingers from the beard. She would not let go.
Somebody got a lump of coal that year.
Yeah. Just like Miracle on 34th Street when she tugged it.
Thank you, Santa. We'll be right back after a quick check of news. Live from Tree Time in Lake Barrington. As you're looking at the radio to my right, your left, is one of our favorite guests. He's with us every Sunday morning. That he's not playing golf. I can't believe that we were able to get him off the golf course this Sunday morning. But you are headed there in just a very short time, are you not?
I assure you I will be hitting a golf.
Yeah.
I assure you I will be hitting a golf ball before you are done working today.
It is the one and only Dr. Kevin Most, ladies and gentlemen.
Turn your head and cough.
Chief Medical Officer, Central DuPage Hospital. We really appreciate you coming out here today. I love when you're on the show. I know our listeners, right, love when Dr. Kevin Most is on the show. Longtime pals. I can't tell you what just a wonderful human being he is. I have said many times, both for our on-air listeners and just personally to people, Dr. Kevin Most is an angel walking here on earth, helping everybody these past few years that we've been dealing with. That's really how the regular segment got started, right? Because you were helping us so much with COVID.
Yeah, the regular segment with you and I was with COVID, and that's how it got started. And historically with WGN, it got started with Neediest Children's Fund when Spike Odell was doing an event up at Lake Lawn.
Right.
I was running around volunteering for the golf event, and they kept calling me Doc, hey, Doc, hey, Doc. And Spike finally says, why do they call you Doc? I'm like, well, I'm a doctor. And he said, oh, I thought you ran golf tournaments. But he said, would you like to come on? And 25 years later, we're still doing this.
How about that? So, I don't think I knew that story, that's how this started. But it's great to have you here. If any of you have questions for Dr. Kevin Most, we're going to come out into the audience in a few minutes and answer whatever questions that we can for you. How are we doing with the vaccines? I almost went and got my COVID vaccine yesterday, but I was a little afraid that I might be, you know, sometimes you get that kick in the butt the next day.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I can't do that on the Tree Time show.
Yeah.
So how are people going? Or
No. The uptake for COVID boosters is pretty low, which is unfortunate because we're seeing a lot of COVID cases in the community. Now, a lot of you probably have natural immunity. A lot of you have probably been vaccinated. And we're seeing that the infection is not as strong as it was, obviously, years ago when we were concerned about hospitalizations. And now it's actually more like an influenza. But I'll tell you, it'll still kick your butt for 5, 6, 7, 10 days. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't want the chance of long COVID hanging around with me.
I got the new one. I had absolutely no reaction. I even got the flu shot at the same time in the same arm. Never even, I lifted my arm, no problem.
Well, aren't you spectacular?
Well, I'm just...
Aren't you a miracle of modern medicine?
3 more hours of this. No, I just wanted to say, if you were worried about getting kicked in the butt, what I'm saying is that I had...
a lot of people do, right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I felt fine. I think it's unusual. That, good for you. I'm glad that you had no effect, but usually people do feel a little cruddy the next day, right?
Absolutely. I mean, vaccines overall are going to give. How many of you have gotten the shingles vaccine and know that that one kind of hits you a little bit harder than the old influenza vaccine? But, you know, even COVID, a lot of people did have an impact, but it's actually good. I tell people, you know, that is showing that your immune system is kicking in and it's actually doing what it's supposed to do.
Oh, so gyms may not have been effective at all then.
Let's hope.
If
oh, wow. The doctor's turning
I'm going to move to the back of the room now.
My gosh.
Wow. I think he just violated his Hippocratic oath.
I did, yeah.
Or Hippocratic oath.
We've been friends for a while,
Take a little slammeroony.
I don't want to say anything, but I filled in for you a couple weeks ago. He was conveniently not available.
Well, you know. Can I say, I have him on exclusive retainer. Really important, though, that this is probably a very important week to get vaccinated if you're not, because we're a couple of weeks away from Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And we've heard you say so many times, it takes a little while for this to kick in and to become effective before you go into family gatherings, crowds, parades, whatever you're going to be doing for Thanksgiving.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, everybody thinks that once you get the shot, you're good. And as Dean mentioned, you know, it's 10, 14 days for that immunity to build up. So this is a key time. I always tell people mid-October, you know, now we're into early November. You're just a couple weeks away. And, you know, you look at crowds like this and you look at shopping and you look at travel, we are going to see a little bit of a spread. We've been very fortunate this year to have very low influenza numbers at this point. So that triple-demic that we had last year, we're hoping that that doesn't occur. But certainly I would encourage, if you haven't been vaccinated for a flu, please get it done. And then COVID, depending on when your last infection was, please get that as well.
So what would bring somebody completely up to date going into Thanksgiving? You mentioned the influenza, the flu shot, the COVID vaccine, which you can do at the same time, right?
Correct.
That's, I had it, yeah.
Yep.
Like Jim did. And by the way, I don't know if you heard, he had no effect whatsoever.
I didn't.
Because he is.
Did you hear that?
He is a miracle of modern medicine. Shingles vaccine, what else? What would bring everybody up to date?
Well, you know, it really depends on your age and really depends on what your immune system is. So, you know, certainly individuals when they hit over the age of 65, you want to talk to your doctor about the pneumonia vaccine, which is a vaccine that actually protects you from bacterial pneumonia. You certainly want to get shingles. You know, it's 2 shots, and I assure you that the shot does take a little bit more out of you. But I can tell you, after treating many patients with shingles, it is a disease that none of us wants to get. And looking around this crowd, I can tell you that the vast majority of this crowd, without maybe her, has had chickenpox.
A youngster.
Has that virus is dormant in your body and can come out at any time. So certainly want to do that.
But you had to have had chickenpox to get shingles, correct?
You had to have chickenpox to get shingles,
at some
correct.
Time. Yeah. So if you never had chicken pox, you'd be safe, right?
Yeah, but that's very rare. I mean, it's getting more and more rare as we're seeing fewer and fewer cases of it because our immune system and our vaccination system right now protects that. But it used to be, I bet you talk around this room or talk to your parents, you know, when one kid got chickenpox, put them all in the same room. We're going to get them all chickenpox at the same time and get this over with.
Yeah, I mean, for you know, people of a certain age, I remember that so clearly as a kid when somebody in a family would get them, everybody in a family would get them. And then you'd go for those, you know, the vaccinations back then.
At school.
With the needles that looked like you know, like joke needles. Remember? They were like novelty needles. They were seemingly so.
And they had like a gun. You used to get like four or five shots in one in one thing. They used to give us a little sheet and check all the little shots that you could get.
Yeah.
And then they'd
yeah.
give you that little gun sheet.
Right. Has been the case with COVID, with all of these other things for which we should be vaccinated right now, are people above the age of 50, 60, is more important for older people to get vaccinated?
Absolutely. You know, unfortunately, as we age, our immune system is not as good as it is. That's why, and I should have said this earlier, when you get your flu vaccine, please, if you're over the age of 65, ask for that high-dose vaccine. Our immune system, like I said, doesn't work as well, so you want to have a bigger boost there. And the goal of any vaccine is actually to keep you from coming to see me at the hospital, which is our goal. We want, you know, you still could get the infection. It'll be more mild. You'll get over it quicker. But we don't want you at a point where you need to be hospitalized, and that's the biggest goal of all vaccines.
Yep. Dr. Kevin Most, answering your questions when we come back from the break. 312-981-7200 is our phone number, but I'm going to come out into the audience, and we'll get some of your questions.
They look too healthy to have any health
for
questions.
The doctor. Yeah, we'll get to your questions all coming up next as we continue live from Tree Time in Lake Barrington.
Hey, right after. Let's hear you.
Here we come a-wassailing among the leaves so green. Here we come a-wandering so fair to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year.
The Canterbury Carolers.
Yeah.
They are going to be on November 11th at the Promenade of Bolingbrook, on the 25th at the Village of Winnetka. On December 1st, the Manhattan Round Bar Winterfest. December 9th, Glen Ellen Historical Society at Stacy's Tavern. And December 15th and 16th at the Carriage Rides and Coco, right? Is that right? Ken Coco in Roselle.
Nice.
So thank you, guys. How about that from the Canterbury Carolers? We appreciate
They're in their
that.
Gay apparel.
Well, it's that time of year, isn't it? I suppose. Coming up after 10 o'clock, a major, major announcement.
What is this announcement?
About a legendary Chicago institution, I shall say.
Shawna, you're not retiring, are you?
That will be. You sure we can't talk you into it, really?
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? You'd like that.
Oh, if you go, I'm going with you, pal. I got news for you.
I'd love that.
You're not getting out that easy.
Chicago institution.
A major Chicago institution that is calling it quits. Well, the exclusive announcement is going to be made right here, right after the 10 o'clock news. And a live wedding later on that I'll officiate, some vow renewals, live entertainment from the Marriott Lincolnshire. They're going to be out here to perform for us as well. But Dr. Kevin Most is here right now. And we've got, as we always do, questions for Dr. Most. What is your name?
I'm Margaret from Chicago. Good morning, Dr. Most.
Good morning.
For the pneumonia vaccine, what is the expiration for it? Once you get it, is it total immunity forever? Do you have to get boosters? What is the timeline?
No, you know, it's an interesting thing when we look at, do we need boosters for which vaccines? Do we need boosters? So for the pneumonia vaccine, when you get it at the age of whatever, 65, 50, you're fine. And you get the Prevnar 20, which is going to cover you for 20 different strains of bacteria. So certainly you're only going to need it once is the way it appears right now.
What about people who have had strokes or things like that. Some of my patients have had that.
As far as should you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay.
100%.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Thank you.
Are you a nurse?
No, I'm an MRI tech.
Oh, very nice.
At St. Bernard Hospital.
Ah, you're the one that pushes us into the tunnel.
Yes, exactly. And I do mammogram.
Yeah, pick some better music, will you?
We don't have music. We're poor.
Oh.
I've had an MRI a couple of times, and they go, are you claustrophobic?
Yeah.
I said, well, I don't think so. And then they push you in this tunnel. It's like, well, now I know what it's like to be in a casket, because that's just what it's like in there. But so important. Thank you for your question. What is your name?
I'm Pam from Prospect Heights. I'm in need of a new primary doctor, and recommendations I have, they either are not accepting new patients or the wait time is 3 to 4 months.
Pam, you're hitting the biggest problem we see in healthcare right on the head right now. And I'll say two things about it. One is the desire and the need for primary care cannot be underestimated right now. I'm a family medicine doctor. I'm boarded in family medicine. Between family medicine and pediatrics, we're the lowest paid specialties. Now, I'm not saying I went into this for the money, because I didn't. I went into it for other reasons, and we don't go into medicine for money. But so the one thing is I totally understand where you are right now. You're going to start to see a lot more physicians bringing on physician assistants and nurse practitioners to help form that access point of view, but we are not getting enough out there. The other thing I would say is when anybody is going to pick a new doctor, I would do two things. Many people go to their book and they look in their insurance book and they say, oh, okay, this guy's close to my house and I'm going to pick him. I would strongly recommend find a nurse in the community, find a nurse at the hospital, find a tech that works at a hospital, and ask them, who's the nicest doctor, who's the smartest doctor, who's the most polite doctor, who has the best bedside manner. So don't just pick your doctor based on their name and where their office is. Please do a little bit of research on them. And I would say, because of the wait right now, if you don't have a primary care doctor, get in line, because they are very difficult to get in.
But more important to do that, or there are so many of these immediate care places that are around now that people go there because you can get in to see somebody. If you go to your primary, sometimes you can't get in for 2 months.
Yeah, I think that there's a couple issues there, Dean. One is with insurance. Many people are changing companies and changing jobs now. When they do, their insurance company changes, and then it's like, oh, I can't even go to my primary. But I will say that the continuity of care that a family practice doctor, an internal medicine doctor, gives you throughout your life is much more important than getting in 15 minutes at a Walgreens or a CVS for what you perceive as a problem. Because they're going to take care of you in that snapshot, but they're not going to look at the big picture. They're not going to look at holistically what else do you need for preventative health, what else do you need for chronic disease management. So try to get in with a good family practitioner. And if you know a doctor, ask them, because I can tell you, Dean will call me, other people will call me and say, hey, who should I go to, what do I need, and how can I get in?
Good deal. Great question. Thank you very much. What's your question? What's your name?
Vicki.
Your question?
I'd like to know your opinion on the RSV vaccine for seniors.
You know, it was the one question that I was hoping wouldn't come up. And you made it by like 6 minutes.
She's a plant.
Yeah. You know, the RSV vaccine, if any of you, RSV is a very common disease, respiratory syncytial virus, that was part of the triple-demic last year. Where we really look for the concern in the RSV is in newborns and in those first 6 months of life. So if, as far as seniors and getting it, I would say if you're going to be a grandparent or you're a grandparent to young children, then I would say get it. If you're not, then I would say certainly have that discussion with your doctor. You've gone this far and have gone through fine and are getting exposed to RSV every day. So really it's looking at that. I will say with RSV, probably one of the biggest things, the biggest changes that we have right now is that now we can immunize the mother prior to her delivering that newborn baby. The maternal antibodies then protect that newborn, which is just absolutely fantastic because they're most vulnerable at that time and we can't vaccinate them. And now we also have the ability to give them a shot, newborns to give a shot, that actually allows them, we give them the antibodies, which will protect them for that period of time. But the RSV for seniors is a very controversial one, and I certainly would, if you're around a bunch of newborns or have some new grandkids, certainly get it. If not, talk to your physician about it.
All right. Do you have a controversial question for Kevin, sir?
Uh-oh. I actually think it could be. There's a new trend. My mother, who's 92 and has been going to this doctor for just years, and their practice is going to, I don't know what you call it, but privatized, where you subscribe to them and they only take X amount of patients. And I understand what they're trying to do and how it's supposed to work. Is this happening a lot, or is this what's going on?
It's happening a lot more than we think. It's called personalized medicine. Some people call it concierge medicine. So a normal physician will have thousands of people that they take care of on a regular basis. What the personalized medicine docs are doing is cutting down that panel size to anywhere from 200 to 500 and then charging a subscription fee. But they say, here's my cell number. You know, it's, I hate to say it, but it comes down to the haves and the have-nots. So those who can afford it sometimes will do it, and those who may need it can't afford it and are unable to do it. I think the other, probably the bigger thing that is, every time we do that, we take a doctor out of circulation, and when that happens, we have the problem that was raised over here. Why do I have to wait so long, and why can't I find a primary care doctor to care for me?
All right. Great question. Great question. Hello.
Somebody turned my microphone off. Thank you for the great question, all of you. We appreciate it. And most of all, we appreciate Dr. Kevin Most so much for joining us every Sunday. Chief Medical Officer, Central DuPage Hospital. Thank you, my friend.
Dean, thanks. And I can't thank you all enough as well. The questions that you have are very good. The conversations we have, and any information we can spread and push out there and answer any questions that you have, just makes you all healthier and makes us healthier as well. So thank you.
All right. Somebody's got a tee time. Let's hear it. Give it up.
Now, yeah. Now go hit a 360-yard drive, will you?
We'll be right back live from Tree Time in Lake Barrington after this. I have my DJ chops. I can talk this one out.
Can you hit the post on that one, Dave?
Talking until they start.
You walked all over the vocals.
The most annoying thing ever. Welcome back. Our Tree Time annual holiday spectacular.
Look, there's more people. There's more people. There's more people.
We are a very popular show.
I wouldn't drive this far to come here.
We can arrange that for next year. Welcome back. It's nice to have all of you here with us at Tree Time. Say hello to everybody listening. We're here till 1 o'clock. Now, this is the way that it works because we have Hamp and OB. Right, OB?
Yes. You got it right, finally.
What the hell are they doing a Christmas show for? It's only November.
Ronnie, that's my favorite thing that you do. Of many things that I do.
All this time, you finally got it right.
He just likes it because he can yell at me and get away with it.
Yes.
I think that's what it is. Hamp and OB are coming up, and Andy Mazur, who used to be on this show, coming in. They're going to be on at 11 o'clock. So at 11 o'clock, we're going to go to Facebook Live on the WGN radio page and also my page, Dean Richards WGN.
Look at you, Mr. Multi-Platform.
Well, you know, so you'll be able to not only listen but also watch what we have planned for you in that hour. We're going to be doing radio magic.
Oh, really?
In that
what
hour.
Are we going to be doing?
Well, we have a magician that's going to come in, and who's going to do some tricks.
Oh, literal
magic. Yeah, because I thought, because the only way you're going to listen that hour is you have to also see it.
See.
So finally, it makes sense to have a magician on the show. So that and many other things that are going to be coming up.
Do you hear every time Santa Claus moves, he jingles?
He does. That happens when you get older. I don't know. If you'll find out in a few years.
I'm a few years away. Yeah,
you're a few years from that.
I just jangle.
Being the oldest one here, you would know that.
That's right.
Oh.
That's exactly right. Don't try to old shame me. I'm proud of it.
Who's the oldest? You?
I am.
No.
Oh, you are?
I am, yeah.
Oh, you're looking dapper, actually.
Well, you know.
Did you shave your fake goatee off?
It wasn't fake, but I did shave
it. It had like seven hairs in it.
It was a nice, I just kept it short all
when
the time.
When did you?
About a couple of months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you like it?
It's weird.
Yeah, right?
It's been a long time since I have not had facial hair.
Yeah.
Kind of like it.
Or hair.
It feels like a baby's butt.
It's been how many decades since you've
very
had...
Very tender.
I'm hair going on. Home now.
anywho, the we're also going to have an on-air wedding.
Yeah.
Coming up at 12 o'clock.
Is the happy couple here?
Not yet.
They can't see each other, right?
Can't see each other. Yeah, they're coming soon, though.
And you said you're going to do a mass vow.
We're going to do vow renewals. So anyone who wants to do a vow renewal, you can be part of that. But also, an actual wedding is coming up just after 12 o'clock today. We've got big festivities planned for that. Live performance in a few minutes from the new production out at the Marriott Lincolnshire. Beautiful, the Carol King musical.
Oh, I've seen that. I saw that.
The actress who plays Carol King is going to sing for us. And the actors who portray the Drifters in the show are also going to perform for
Under
us.
The boardwalk.
I believe it's up on the roof.
I love Up on the Roof.
Yeah, that's going to be coming up in a little while. But right now, we have a major announcement.
Oh, right.
To make on this show here today. This is groundbreaking Chicago announcement.
Really?
Because a major Chicago area institution will be closing their doors soon. And they're making the exclusive announcement here on this show.
Not Goldblatt's.
Here today. This will tell you what I'm talking about.
That an old car might be worth money. Call Victory Auto Records at 860-2000 for a quote. Victory will tow no matter what condition your car's in. Victory tows 7 days a week, and you might get cash on the spot or save money by fixing up your car with used parts. Victory has 10 acres of used parts, starters, transmissions, batteries for all types of cars. Victory Auto Wreckers, 710 East Green in Bensonville near O'Hare. Call 630-860-2000.
Victory Auto Wreckers. I recorded that commercial 32 years ago. It's one of the very first things that I did when I got hired at WGN. They gave me a stack of papers to record. One of them was, that old car may be worth money.
Do you know that by heart?
I used to.
You don't know that?
I don't.
But I thought it was that old car is worth money.
Oh, now play it again.
You are speaking incorrectly.
Well, it won't be the first time or the last during the show here today, but let me bring in live from Arizona.
Oh.
Kyle Weisner, who is the owner of Victory Auto Wreckers. Kyle, can you hear us?
I can. This is a real downer for this show.
This is bad
timing.
It's sad news that we're losing a Chicago institution. But as I said earlier, you know, when you hear that somebody is retiring and they're going to, you know, take an easier path in life and their life, you got to be happy for them. So I'm going to say congratulations to you for this decision.
You.
Tell us why you decided to do this.
You know, it's just it's the time. It's a great business. It's a lot of work, but I think that the family members just want to take it a little bit easier. It's been a long time. I've been involved in the business for over 42 years, 33 of them as full time, 24 as president, and it's just time. The younger generation are my kids. No interest in the business, and everything ends. Right? It could be 5 minutes or it could be 56 years, but it ends.
That's very true. Now, Victory Auto Wreckers actually was founded in the 1940s. Is that correct?
That's correct. 1945. Two World War II vets came back. And back then, a lot of stuff was named Victory. So, Victory Auto Wreckers, 1945.
From World War II.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And then your family purchased the business, right, in 1967?
You got it, 67.
Yeah. And it's been out Bensonville near O'Hare. The legendary.
Bensonville near O'Hare.
The legendary
the way,
address, 710 East Green in Bensonville near O'Hare.
Look at you, knowing that address by heart. What is his name? I'm sorry.
He's been saying it for a lot of time.
So, Kyle, do you realize that by doing this, you are totally reducing Dean's income?
Well, In all fairness, I think he reduced his income a long time ago when he was very, very gracious with us. And
there go all those residuals.
Let me tell you something.
Exactly.
The residuals on this stopped the day after I recorded the commercial 31 years ago.
But you got to continue a stream of free T-shirts.
Well, that's very true. That's very true. Kyle's been very nice giving us T-shirts to give away on the TV morning show.
In all actuality, you probably didn't get any because you were reading that as an announcer for the station.
I was a staff announcer, and I got paid whatever the daily rate was that day.
Just that day.
I'll tell you who got gypped in this whole thing is the guy Bob. Kyle, help me. Was it Bob
Zidell? Bob Zidell.
Bob Zidell was the guy who opened the car door, and the door fell off on him.
Right, yeah.
This guy,
right?
Correct me if I'm wrong here, Kyle. He was a tow truck driver for you, correct?
He was a tow truck driver. We actually had a commercial that aired prior to the famous one, and it ran for about 5 years, and it disintegrated, and we needed to make a new commercial. And in the previous commercial were also two employees, one of whom still works for me. And so everybody jumped at the chance to be in the new commercial, and Bob Zidell was chosen for that part. It took two takes, and the rest is history.
Yeah. And
he didn't get paid, right? Did you pay him?
He told me he got $25.
I think that was a lot. I think he got paid just hourly to be over there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It was done before my time. That was my dad.
He's part of Chicago TV history. That's the deal. And why I've been honored to be associated with you, Kyle, for the last 32 years, something like that, whenever I recorded the commercial. Kyle is one of the nicest people. Go ahead. I don't want to stop you mid-compliment. Go ahead.
No, I would say it's truly been our honor. You are the greatest pitchman, hardest working individual I have ever met. We are so thankful and grateful to be associated with you forever in Wikipedia and any other social media platform.
That's true.
Dean Richards and Victory Auto Records.
That's right.
But that was all you did, right? You just read it that one thing 30 years ago, and you've never really done anything else.
I think when the area codes changed, that night.
Well, and Dean, he's right. Initially it was that old car is worth money. Oh, then there was a very big recession. Something happened, and you had to re-record it to that old car might be worth money, and then it got changed back to is worth money.
Okay, all right. Well,
and now it's going to be, it used to be worth money, but now we're leaving.
Right. Remember when it used to be worth money.
Hey,
right.
Kyle, can you still at least pay for the ad time and still keep running the commercial even though you're not in business anymore? Because I'm going to miss that commercial.
Hey, it'll live forever on YouTube.
Oh, there you go.
Very true.
It's there.
Very true. Well, I just wanted to say congratulations to you. Do you know exactly when you're going to be shutting the doors down over there? Because I need to get some used carburetors.
You need a new fender?
So the last time that old car will be worth money at Victory Auto Records will be Saturday, November 18th.
Oh.
And the last day that you can buy parts or will be open to the public will be November 30th.
Wow.
And we'll have commemorative T-shirts that say that old car was worth money.
And we're going to be out there live on WGN Morning News the Tuesday before you close. I don't remember the exact date on that, but
I believe it's November 14th.
14th, we're going to be out there and celebrate with Kyle and the whole gang. Victory Auto Records getting ready to close their doors. I can't believe it, but as I say, congratulations on a fantastic life decision.
End of an era
in Chicago. But we appreciate your partnership on WGN. I appreciate your partnership, and congratulations. And I wish I was in Arizona where you are right now.
You can come out and visit anytime. You helped pay for everything. So thank you so much.
Kyle Wisner, the owner of Victory Auto Records.
Dean, you are the greatest. Thank you.
710 East Green in Bensonville near O'Hare. Thank you, Kyle. We'll talk soon, and we'll be back after a quick break.
live from Tree Time in Lake Barrington on WGN.
Gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Hear it for the Canterbury Carolers live with us this morning at Tree Time. If people, you guys sound so great. Thank you all for coming out again.
Thank you very much.
People want to, we mentioned some of the places where you'll be performing, but if they want to learn more, they want to contact you, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is through our website, which is canterburycarolers.com or .net, and carolers is with two L's.
Okay, very good. Appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. Joining us right now, the hosts of this broadcast that we do every year. I'm told this is our 10th year, guys. This is our 10th annual
the 10th year
broadcast of being here at Tree Time. Yeah. And they said it wouldn't last.
You're like Victory Auto Records.
That's right, right, exactly. Joining us are the owners of Tree Time, our hosts here this year, Lori, and don't be shocked, I'm going to get your name right, Joe.
Yeah!
Kelly. Yeah. I've gotten his name wrong for nine of those 10
nine
years.
Nine of those years you've been calling him John.
Anyway, no, Jim. Because I have a friend, Jim Kane, but this is Lori and Joe Kane. And thank you for hosting us again this year, Lori. It looks like things are back up and normal. I know COVID was a difficult time, really, for everybody.
Yeah, it was. But we're back, and we're helping people get in the Christmas spirit, and we are so grateful to you, Dean, for coming here, and all of you listeners. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. So what's the latest and greatest?
Well, we have all sorts of cool things. So for a lot of the ornaments, the color trends are kind of cool. There's pink and platinum are still really popular. Green, black, and white are popular, and lights everywhere. So with the new advent of lights, we have a cool new tree that's a magic fir that's called an RGB tree, and you can make it be any color you want.
Yeah, oddly, magic fir was my nickname in high school.
There you go.
Yeah, just tree. I can't explain why, but really, I mean, it's technology that's allowed these new things to be available now, right?
It really is. And, you know, we all know LEDs have kind of changed everything about lighting. And what we've done every year is add something new in capabilities. And if you've been coming to Tree Time, if you've been listening to this show, you know, for the last decade, you know that one of the things we try to do is innovate and bring new cool things into the marketplace for Christmas and lights. And being able to take a Christmas tree and make it red or green or blue, or actually decorated one as Bears colors back there. It's orange and blue right now.
Yeah. And talking stuff also, right? You can, like, record your own voice and have your decorations
that reindeer
talk to your guests.
Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah, that reindeer, we have a singing reindeer, and you can actually record your voice and have the reindeer read a Christmas story in your own voice. So there's so much technology out there. But we still are here to celebrate the old-fashioned holidays of getting together and having fun.
That's what it's about. And Lori and Joe are kind enough every year to offer what they call the Dean's Discount. When you come out here to Tree Time today, 15% off your purchase, whatever you buy. So that's fantastic. And explain, you know, where people can come and how you get out here and give us all the details.
Well, the 15% discount is for Dean for the day. You have to come and physically see Dean to get the discount. And you come to Lake Barrington, 22102 Pepper Road. You can go to our website, or you can just go to Google Maps and just click on Tree Time, and it'll bring you straight here. And we're open 10 to 5 on the weekends, and during the month of November, 10 to 6 every other day of the week, except for Thursdays, we stay open till 8 for folks that, you know, need to work and need a little extra time to get here.
Good deal. So come on out, join us today, get the Dean's Discount, 15% off at Tree Time. We're going to continue here. We'll be here till 1 o'clock. So come on out. As Joe said, you have to come and see me. And I am going to be opening the Dean Richards kissing booth later on today. We had to stop that during COVID. But
do you have any mistletoe?
I'm sure we
have.
We're going to be out here until 1 o'clock today. So if you're listening at home, come on out and join us.
Lori and Joe, thank you so much once again for hosting us.
Yeah, thanks
thank
for coming back.
Thank you so
back.
Much, WGN.
Thank you, guys. We love you guys. Quick break, and we'll be right back. We've got some live entertainment from the Marriott Lincolnshire Theater's production of Beautiful, the Carole King musical, coming up next from Tree Time in Lake Barrington. Yay! Yeah, this Tree Time is going to be a Chapel of Love coming up in a little while. We're going to have an on-air wedding taking place right after 12 o'clock this morning. Wedding vow renewal. Do we have any of our renewal people? Do we have people here already? Yeah, we do. We have hands going up who want to renew their vows. So we're going to do that. I am now, what do you call it? I'm not ordained. That's not the right term, right?
I think you are ordained. You're at least registered as an officiant.
I mean, it's legal. I am legal to perform marriages.
I have a driver's license.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Are you an organ donor?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Oh, yes, good. A couple. I'm with the Universal Church.
Okay, so many of us here
the Universal Church of Elton.
Yeah.
Are ready to go with that.
Did they send you, like when you got your package, did you get, I got parking passes that said Reverend on it?
Yeah, I have that. I have that. I'm afraid to use it.
Yeah, I've never used it.
But I do have it, because... it's like I'm not pulling into a no parking zone.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
Hey, is that Dean Richards with some fake parking thing?
I don't think the Lake Barrington police.
Right, or any of the police, really. So anyway, that's going to be coming up in a little while. At 11 o'clock, we're going to be going directly to Facebook Live. So you'll be able to not only hear the show, but also watch it on the WGN Radio Facebook page and also on my own WGN radio page, and we have a magic. We're going to have a magic show coming up.
Are you going to get cut in half?
Maybe. Yeah, it's possible.
Well, are you cutting down to size? I don't know if you're going to get cut in half.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Can I do that thing where your hands are in one spot, and then your waist is to the left, and then your feet are to the right? I'd like to do that.
20. Do you have any?
Run this by us again.
Don't you ever see that magic trick where the woman is standing in a box and then her head is here and then her hands are here and her waist is there and her feet are there? I'm not crazy. Well, I'm crazy, but I'm not nuts.
All right. All right. Settle down, Marshall Burdine.
Hey, I've got my TV magic card.
As you should. Hey, it's time for our Week in Theater segment. Every week at 10:30, we tell you about what's going on stage in the Chicago area. And whenever we come out here to Tree Time, we like to feature what's going on at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire. And they have a production, which is in previews right now, is going to be officially opening later this week, of Beautiful, the Carole King musical. And Caitlin Davis plays Carole King in the show. Maybe you recognize her right here from her curly Carole King locks.
Yeah, she looks just like her.
Let's hear it for her right now.
Thank you.
I felt the earth move under my feet when I saw her.
Right. Caitlin, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So this is not your first run with this show, right?
No, it's not. I've done the show before. But this is a very special production, totally reimagined, totally redesigned for this space in the round at the Marriott Theater. It's really exciting.
Yeah, I'm always curious when I talk to performers who are at the Marriott, because literally the audience is just a couple of feet away from you, right?
While yes.
You're performing. Does that invigorate you? Is it...
It does.
Like?
You know, there's no place to hide, so you really have to be in it, and everybody's in it together because we're all so close together, and I think that makes it really nice. You have to really focus and tell the story.
Yeah, explain what this musical is about. I mean, obviously it's about Carole King, but tell us more.
Well, it's about Carole King from the time she's 16 years old all the way through her rise to fame and Tapestry and all of that. And it's a lot about her marriage to Jerry Goffin and the music they wrote together. And it has so much to do with her finding her voice and so many songs that were written by Carole King that you may not even know were Carole King. So there's a lot of surprises in there, plus your favorites that you absolutely know you're definitely going to hear.
Yeah, the first time that I saw the show, I was surprised at how many songs from other artists came from Carole King that she wrote before she became a superstar all on her own.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's it like to perform these songs? I mean, these are classic songs in the world of pop music.
Yeah, you know, I really want to do them justice because people have so many life memories attached to this music. So I try to bring that with me and honor the songs. And it's so nice when I start a song and I hear the audience react to it. I will hear the audience go, oh, or get excited. And that makes it really fun that the audience wants to hear it as much as I want to be singing it.
Okay, and we're so lucky, everybody, here at Tree Time, that Caitlin is going to perform the title song from the show for us here this morning. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. This is Caitlin Davis as Carole King from Beautiful, the Carole King musical.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. Waiting at the station with the workday wind blowing, I got nothing to do but watch the passersby. Mirrored in their faces, I see frustration growing, and they don't see it showing. Why do I? You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. I have often asked myself the reason for the sadness in a world where tears are just a lullaby. If there's any answer, maybe love can end the madness. Maybe not all, but we can only try. You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world love in your heart. The people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful as you feel.
Wow. That was hell of a last note there.
Wow. Caitlin Davis is Carole King,
thank
everybody.
Thank you.
Fantastic, Caitlin. Thank you.
She made me feel like a natural woman right there, Dean.
I thought your festive brooch would have done that. Carole King wrote so many songs that we know from other artists, and we're going to get a little example of that coming up in just a couple of minutes as we continue live from Tree Time in Lake Barrington. Beautiful, the Carole King musical, by the way, at the Marriott Lincolnshire through December the 31st. We'll be right back after this. Stick around.
Hey!
With our broadcast, our holiday spectacular from Tree Time in Lake Barrington.
Still a sellout. Still standing room only.
What did you ask me before?
Did you see the new Wonka film? There's a new Wonka
with Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
I have not seen it yet. They have not screened it for us yet. Everything's kind of on hold because of the actor's strike.
Oh, still?
Yeah. Yeah. Which I hope is going to get settled in the next few days. Wow. Seems like that may be happening. Anyway, we're in the middle of our Week in Theater segment, and we're featuring the production Beautiful, the Carole King musical. Just heard that beautiful song from Caitlin Davis playing Carole King in the show, all these great Carole King songs. But also, Carole King wrote so many other songs that we know from other artists, and we're going to get a little example of that right now from the Drifters, who are here with us this morning. Gentlemen, want to introduce yourselves here and who you play in the show.
Hi there. My name is Christian Buford, and I play a drifter.
I'm Juwan Tyrell Perry. I play a drifter as well.
My name is Naki McAbroad. I also play a drifter.
Yasir Muhammad, drifter.
Wow. Just generic drifters that I didn't
even know. There's just so many.
Well, that's true.
There's no Tom Drifter or Sam Drifter.
Just drifter.
That doesn't seem right. That's got to be fun for you guys to be in the show and do these classic songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been my experience with performers to take some of these classic songs that have been done by legendary artists and recreate them is quite the treat. Is that the case?
It's absolutely an honor to get to portray these artists and to sing this incredible classic music that has stood the test of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have to think that doing this in the round also, I just know that, you know, our audience here this morning, we were playing some music before the show started, and everyone's up in the aisles and they're dancing and going crazy. That's got to be the case for you guys too, right?
I would say the same. We enjoy seeing the audience participate and like enjoy the music because it's timeless, as Christian said. It's one of those things where you just can't help but dance with this music. So, yeah, we enjoy seeing everyone up in the aisles viscerally feeling this music.
Right, right. Now, did you guys grow up with this music? Because none of you were born when this music was.
Their parents weren't even born.
Your parents may not have even been born.
Just born.
Yeah.
But, I mean, were these songs that were playing in your homes when you guys were growing up?
No, not really. But like, as soon as I started, I was casting the show and started listening to the music, I was like, oh, some of this stuff is familiar, yeah.
Wow.
But it's definitely a classic in my mind now.
Yeah. Well, these are some of the greatest songs that have ever been written. The Drifters are just one of the greatest groups of harmony and music and these classic songs written by Carole King.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how it all ties in. And which one are you guys going to do for us this morning?
On Broadway.
Oh, nice.
How about that? All right.
They say the neon lights are bright, Dean.
They do.
We'll find out how bright exactly. Here they are from Beautiful, the Carole King musical at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire through December 31st. Guys, take it away.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
On Broadway.
But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had enough to eat, then glitter ups right off and you're nowhere.
On Broadway, they say
the women treat you fine. On Broadway.
On Broadway.
Good looking at them. Just giving me the blues.
Walking on Broadway. Ow.
Cause how you gonna make some time
out
when all you got is one thing down? And one thing down, whoa, didn't shine your shoe.
On Broadway, on Broadway.
They say I won't last
long. They say that I won't last too long on Broadway.
Yeah.
No
I'll
way.
Catch a Greyhound bus home.
They can't chase me, no way.
But
they're dead wrong.
I know
they are. Cause I'm a star.
for them. Amazing.
Have you guys ever sang?
Wait. Don't go away. Come back here. Don't leave.
Now, were you guys ever, did you guys sing together as a group?
That's before, exactly what I was going to ask.
We just met each other like 3 weeks ago. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. All parts of the United States and everything.
No kidding. Where are you all from?
Well, I live here now, but I'm originally from North Carolina.
I live here as well. I'm from Arkansas originally.
I'm from New York. Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And I'm from Chicago, but right. I was coming back from like the Bahamas.
Yeah. Wow. That is absolutely
just think
fantastic.
When they rehearse together how good they'll be.
Right, right. When they're actually on stage, right. Thank you guys for coming out. That
thank
sounded
you.
So thank fantastic.
You.
Real pleasure to meet you. How about it?
Thank you.
Beautiful. The Carole King musical is at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire through December the 31st. You can get tickets at MarriottTheater.com or 847-634-0200 on Broadway.
So should you and me and Shwani do a Jingle Bells harmony or what?
I think we know what we sound like singing already. We have a pretty good idea. But we will be right back with more. Oh, by the way, at 11 o'clock, we're going to be on Facebook Live. On the WGN radio page, on Dean Richards' WGN page, so you'll be able to not only hear us, but see us as well, to see how crazy we look this morning. That's all coming up as we continue live from Tree Time in Lake Barrington this morning. All right.
The holiday season is here. Just about time for turkey and football. Then it's time for Christmas. Today, Dean Richards broadcasts from a Christmas wonderland. Live from Treetime Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington, it's Dean Richards' Treetime Holiday Spectacular, brought to you by Treetime Christmas Creations. Here's Dean Richards.
Live from Treetime in Lake Barrington. Welcome back. We're back on WGN Radio and WGNRadio.com. And we are getting ready for an on-air marriage, a legal on-air marriage, which I will officiate in a few minutes. Yeah, let's hear it for the bride and groom. They decided to come to a Christmas tree store to get married. We'll have a story to tell for the rest of their lives. But we're also going to do some vow renewals in just a couple of minutes. First, though, if you're just joining us, we were on Facebook Live for the last hour, and I strongly encourage you to go and take a look at that video, because we had magician Dennis Watkins on. It's the rare opportunity where we can do something that's so visual, and he was absolutely amazing with some of the magic that he did. He's over at the Magic Parlor, which is 70 West Randolph at Petarino's, doing magic, and I highly recommend that you go and check him out. But we had a really interesting hour of just, you know. Talk.
That's a good word to describe it. It was interesting.
It was.
I don't know if it was entertaining, but it was interesting.
I think it was very entertaining. I don't know.
No, those magic. I mean, he cut a lemon. I still don't know what he did.
He cut a It's too difficult to explain. It'll take too long to explain. But go check out the video if you want. But we've been saying, you know, my former producer of the show, Ryan, asked me to officiate his wedding. So I went online, I got signed up, and he and his now lovely wife, Alexis, we had a lovely ceremony, and they had a lovely wedding. That was my first wedding that I officiated. And then after that, the grandson of Bob Bell, TV's Bozo, the grandson, whose name is also Robert Bell, he asked me to officiate his wedding with he and his wife, now wife, Lisa.
Did he have the big red?
He did not wear Bozo costume. That would have been so fantastic if he had done that.
Yeah, not even the shoes?
So I was, you know, explaining all this on the air, and I just, you know, said kind of in passing, it would be fun if we did a wedding when we do our annual Tree Time show. And that show has come today, where we're not only going to do an actual wedding in a few minutes, but we had a lot of people who wanted to renew their vows.
So that's what we're going to start with here today. Emily from Toast and Jam DJs, take it away. We're having our couples walk down the aisle here at Tree Time.
You know, I love love, Dean. And this is love personified.
Isn't this beautiful? Yeah, start over here. And we're just going to have all of our couples.
You can hear Santa.
Stand up front. Santa and Mrs. Claus are going to renew here today.
How many do we have? About 10 couples?
Something like that. Hello. Just form a line here. Let's form a line in the front of the broadcast. Now I'm going to ask you guys. We're going to spread out right here. Spread out right here. Santa and Mrs. Claus, come on over here, and we're going to meet all of our couples here today. Jim, why don't you? Maybe we can do this without the feedback. We've only had it about 10 times today. There's a way to get rid of that. Let's meet our couples. Jim, why don't you...
Yeah, I'll get out of the way.
Can you do the microphone here?
Oh, certainly, yeah.
For me?
Pam.
Mike.
And how long have you been married?
16 years.
Wow. He's still smiling.
Definitely.
And you, name?
Dan Miller and Lisa Miller.
Lisa.
They're part of the Canterbury Carol.
And how many years?
It'll be 35, but we've known each other for 52.
Wow.
What, in the crib?
High school.
You were telling me that at your wedding you actually sang your vows to each other at your wedding?
Yes, we did.
Do you remember any of that?
It was a song called A Love Until the End of Time.
Oh.
Placido Domingo and Maureen McGovern.
Oh, my gosh.
Placido Domingo and Maureen McGovern?
They didn't sing it. We did.
Yeah. Very nice. And Santa and Mrs. Claus?
Hello. Also known as Mike and Ginny Berman, sometimes.
How many years?
47. Our anniversary is now a national holiday. It's Juneteenth.
Oh, there you go.
Very nice. What is your name?
Cecily Garcia.
Bill Garcia.
And how long have you been married, first of all?
39 years.
Wow, that's fantastic. And how did you guys meet?
We met at St. Joseph's College in Rensselaer, Indiana. Cecily's from Barrington. I'm from the region.
Very nice. Well, thank you for being here with this. You guys are?
John.
Doreen.
Do you have last names?
Keen.
Keen, yes.
Yeah, okay, I just wanted to make sure that your story's corroborated. For how long have you been married?
22 years.
Yeah. So tell me, what's the best thing about your buddy here?
Oh, God, I don't know, a lot. A lot.
Pick one.
He's really a nice person, really good.
Wow.
Does whatever you want, whatever I want.
Oh, there you go.
There's the key.
That's the key.
There's the key. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Patty Gleason.
Tim Gleason.
How long have you guys been married?
We've been married 39 years.
Yep.
And been together for 41.
Fantastic.
High school sweethearts?
We went to prom together.
Yeah. What high school?
Conant in Hoffman Estates.
Very nice. What's the best thing about your husband?
The fact that he loves me unconditionally.
Ah, very nice.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
What's your name?
Barbie Brinken.
John.
John, for how long have you been married?
32 years.
That's fantastic. And what? Why did you want to renew today?
That's the right thing to do.
That was a good answer, don't you think?
It was a pretty good answer, yeah. Is that why, why you're attracted to that he completes you that way?
Absolutely. Yeah, he's my soulmate.
What's his best attribute?
Oh, he's so good looking.
No denying that.
He's not denying that.
It is what it is. It is what it is. You're a handsome man.
Hey, when you got it, right? Yeah, I mean, what are you going to
exactly
do?
Exactly right. So, we've met all of our couples here today, and I've got, this is official, so I've got some vows and things that I want to say. So if you will all just repeat after me, I, and say your names, promise to love and honor you.
Promise to love and honor you.
To support you through good times and bad.
To support you through good times and bad.
To shoulder your burdens as if they were my own.
To shoulder your burdens as if they were my own.
To celebrate each joyful success by your side.
To celebrate each joyful success by your side.
I promise to treat you with kindness.
I promise to treat you with kindness.
Compassion and patience.
Compassion and patience.
And to remain honest and faithful.
And to remain honest and faithful.
As your loving friend.
Your loving friend.
Husband and wife.
Husband and wife.
And I now renew your vows. Congratulations. Kiss your special person, please.
Hey! For the 46th time, Mr. and Mrs.
That's beautiful. Let's give a big hand to all of the couples here. We're doing their vows here today. Love it. Thank you, guys. And in just a moment, we're going to meet Melissa and Bruce for getting married for the first time. An actual wedding. Well, to each other, I meant. Yeah, to each other. That's going to be coming up when we come back from a break. It's a live wedding at Tree Time in Lake Barrington. We'll be back in a minute. All right, we're live at Tree Time in Lake Barrington. It's wedding time. It's wedding time. And first of all, I want to acknowledge the Canterbury Carolers who are here for our wedding today, and they have a special song for the bride and groom. Carolers, thank you so much. And also, because it wouldn't be a wedding without a wedding DJ, Emily Easton from ToastandJamsDJs.com here with us today with the traditional song, of course, for a day like this. Now, I should explain, this is not the song that they're going to walk down the aisle to. They've chosen a special song for themselves. I just want to explain for those on the radio what we've got going on here. Dave Schwann is your best man, by the way. I've assigned Dave Schwann to be your best man. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you would welcome the groom, Bruce Backey. Bruce, come on down here. And now, for the song that they requested, ladies and gentlemen, the giving away the bride is Elton Jim Toronto and our beautiful bride, gorgeous, beautiful bride here today in a beautiful dress, Melissa Weber. Guys, come on down the aisle here. Everybody, stand up for the bride and groom. There was only you and me. You guys are going to put you right here in front of us. I love that you decided to do this, first of all. Melissa and Bruce and all of our dearly beloved Elton Jim, you're supposed to be helping her with her bridal train.
I'm the father of the bride. I don't do the trains.
I thought you were also the maid of honor, though. So, dearly beloved and honored guests, we are gathered here to join Melissa Weber and Bruce Backey in the union of marriage. Melissa is a production planner for a company that makes cast iron in Woodstock, Illinois. Bruce is a mechanic for the Lake County Forest Preserve, and they met through a mutual friend and have known each other for a couple of years before they started dating. She always thought that he was cute, but mostly loved, quote, "He's a really good person and fun to be with and a great listener." And he loves that she is so caring and she is so spontaneous, which explains why they are getting married at a Christmas tree store on the radio with a movie critic officiating the ceremony here today. So may their future be as strong as the cast iron that she plans at her job. And may they flourish like the nature that provides all the beauty in the forest preserve, Bruce, that you work in. Now, this contract is not to be entered lightly, but thoughtfully and seriously, with a deep realization of its obligations and responsibilities. And remember that love and loyalty and understanding are the foundations of a happy and enduring home. So are you guys ready? You ready to go? Okay. So, Melissa, do you take this man, Bruce, to be your lawfully wedded husband, your wedded partner to have and to hold in sickness and in health, in good times and bad, for richer or for poorer, keeping yourself unto him for as long as you both shall live?
I do.
And do you, Bruce, take Melissa to be your lawfully wedded partner, to have and to hold in sickness and in health, in good times and bad, for richer or poorer, keeping yourself unto her as long as you both shall live?
I do.
Melissa and Bruce will now exchange their rings as a symbol of their love and commitment. Melissa, if you will put the ring on Bruce's finger and repeat after me. With this ring, I ask you to be my husband.
I ask you to be my husband.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold until this day forward.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish you.
To love and to cherish you.
For time and eternity.
For time and eternity.
And Bruce, time to put the ring on. Repeat after me. With this ring, I ask you to be my wife.
With this ring, I ask you to be my wife.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish you.
Love and to cherish you.
For time and all eternity.
For time and all eternity.
By the authority vested in me by the American Marriage Ministries, the State of Illinois, WGN Radio.
Tree time.
And tree time, tree time, tree time. And just one more thing while they have their rings on, Jim. It's a tradition of rings when we sing here at Tree Time. They have two rings, but
two golden nottings.
I now pronounce you wife and husband. You may kiss the bride. We
are. This is the first time this has ever been said at a wedding. We're going to do the news now, and we'll be right back and talk to the bride and groom when we come right back. Stick around. Let's hear it for Melissa and Bruce.
Okay.
All right. We just had a live on-air wedding take place here on the show. Melissa and Bruce are newlyweds. Let's hear it for them.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you guys. How does it feel?
Feels good.
Wonderful. Yeah, well, we're happy for you. So explain how it happened that you're joining us here for an honor wedding. You were going to get married this coming Thursday anyway, right?
Yeah, we were going to get married at the McHenry County Courthouse. And then I was listening to the Bob Surratt show on Friday morning, and you came on discussing this show and that you didn't have anybody that wanted to get married, just renew vows. So I sent you a text.
Yeah. And here she is. How do you feel about it? How did that work out when she told you what was happening? Because you said that you liked that she was spontaneous.
The spontaneous part, correct. Yeah. No, I just said go for it. You know, we're just going to go to the courthouse, and I thought, why not?
Yeah.
Something different.
Yeah,
She had to get a different marriage license for Lake County.
Yeah,
because she had a McHenry County one. So yeah. What's the story?
So we had to rush out to Waukegan at 3:30, and they close at 4 on Friday. But we made it.
Right, because it's official. I mean, I have to sign your license, and to make it official. Now, Dave Schwann was your best man, Bruce. It's traditional for the best man to give a best man speech.
Well, I didn't know I was going to be best man until about 3 or 4 hours ago. And this is only the second time I've done it. But it is quite obvious that you both care and love for each other very much. It's an honor for us to be here with you today. You are honoring us. And all I can say is we wish you all the very best. And you have the best people in the world right here to do that with you. So congratulations, all good wishes and blessings, and happy holidays.
Thank you.
That's the best man speech I've ever heard.
Dave is available to hire as a best man.
A best man speech that's under 60 seconds.
And no bad jokes.
Have you ever been to a wedding where the speeches go on and on? It's like, come on, I just want to get to my mostaccioli.
Where's the soup?
Right. So not mostaccioli, but we do Lou Malnati's. We have Lou Malnati's pizza for you, number one. We have a $100 gift card from Rosebud Restaurant.
Thank you.
We have tickets to see A Christmas Carol at the Goodman Theater.
Wow.
Awesome.
And also, I don't know if you guys were here, right, when the magician was here?
No.
You missed the magician? Well, you are in for a treat because we've got a couple of tickets for you to see Dennis Watkins, The Magic Parlor. How about it? An amazing magic show,
and
right?
And a pizza.
And a pizza.
Got the dinner covered.
There's nothing more romantic than handing them a cold sausage pizza. Enjoy in the car. And also some Goodman Theater swag as well.
Thank you.
So congratulations. And once again...
Yeah.
Once again, let's hear it for Melissa and Bruce.
Yeah.
Aww. Thanks, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Oh, that was nice.
You know, Dean, I love, as you know.
Yeah.
And I was tearing up. That
right?
was very emotional. You
right?
did a great job.
Well, thank you.
Did you make those up, or did you?
I may have borrowed some of it from the internet. Some of it may have been digitally recreated.
Right.
But I hope it was everything you wanted it to be.
100%.
And we wish you all the happiness in the world.
Thank you
so much. So, Bruce, now carry her out when you leave. You got to carry her over the the tree time threshold.
Right. And Schwani also. You got to carry him. We're going to take a quick break and wrap things up here at Tree Time. Our annual holiday spectacular continues in just a moment here on WGN. Welcome back. Live at Tree Time Christmas Creations. In Lake Barrington. We're going to wind things up here in just a few minutes, but I wanted to bring up the folks from Tree Time
once again, our hosts here today for this spectacular broadcast. Lori Kane is the owner of Tree Time, along with Cassie Nicholas, who is Tree Time's designer. And I have to say, you know, we just did our wedding, our honor wedding, and you had some special things for the bride and groom also.
Well, yeah. First of all, Cassie made this beautiful tree as a backdrop for them.
A wedding tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people are doing this for Christmas weddings.
Is that right?
Because it makes a good background.
It's
and everyone
beautiful.
Loves the light.
Cassie, describe for the radio audience what you've done.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many
things. It's like an explosion of Tom Skilling's worst nightmares of blizzard.
There's actually a lot of easy stuff I did on. There's some bubble garlands I did on here and a lot of plain ornaments. And I just add some drapey stems, some snowflake, and a little bit of ribbon. And all the techniques that we use here in the showroom, we share on our social media. So we teach you how to put ribbon in your tree, how to layer ornaments. I tell all my secrets. So if you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook, you can learn how to bring this magic to your house super easy.
Yeah, very nice. And you also gave the bride and groom a special ornament.
Yes,
well,
we did. We gave him a just married ornament because we're so happy to have him here yeah. in our space.
Have you ever had a wedding here before?
No, Dean. I think this is the first one. We do sell stuff that goes to weddings, but we've never had a wedding here. And we actually had one couple come here before their wedding for pictures.
Oh, okay.
But this is our very first wedding.
This is a perfect place for that, really. It's beautiful.
It was a great idea, so yeah. Thank you.
Well, it was great. And Melissa and Bruce... couldn't be a more lovely couple. We wish them all the best. Now, things are up and running here at Tree Time. The showroom is more beautiful than ever. What is the latest and greatest? I mean, people trying to update their style, their Christmas style at home, what should they be doing this year?
Well, gosh, first off, we feel like everybody's trying to up their game, and by doing that, they are going on social media and they are learning how to do things themselves. And we actually we go buy things. We make sure we buy things that are very easy to use or unique items that we can show you how to use to bring the magic to your home.
So, are there certain trends, things like that, that people should be looking at this year?
Well, I'm going to let you. So one of the things I think I talked about earlier was kind of the strong colors of green and black and kind of a simple contemporary design. The young people are really gravitating to that. But one of the trends we're still seeing, too, is whimsy. See, people still, like I think post-COVID days, people want to be happy. And so people want to remember the whimsical, the multicolor lights are really popular, all the different colored lights. People are still coming out for gingerbread and one of my favorite trees. Growing up, I had a story of Santa Mouse, and it's our mouse tree. So that things that make you smile.
That's beautiful. What about the thing that I've noticed just walking through the showroom is technology has kind of stepped up front this year, visually and audibly, right?
Yeah, because a lot of the lights now have new technology. So you see flashing lights, you see lights of all different colors. We have that tree called the Magic Fir that you can turn, like literally it's a rainbow and you pick a rainbow and then you draw on it. So
From an app on your phone.
Yeah. I did that, Dean. I'm just making figures and then it pops up on the tree with the colors that I picked.
That's amazing.
Christmas goes high tech. So.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I don't know how many years ago you told me about this plug so I could control the lights outside my house and my Christmas tree, my Tree Time Christmas tree that I have. But I can control it all from my phone, and it's just the greatest.
Yeah,
it makes life
nice.
So easy.
Yes, and that's actually what Cassie was alluding to. What we found is people want things to be easy. So we're working hard to find, like, so a pick that might have a three colors and a bell is already done for you. You can just put it on the table and be done. So that's kind of our thinking is how to make Christmas easy because people are busy.
Yeah, absolutely. So people want to come out here. You offer help to people when they come out if they're looking for ideas, Cassie, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We work with sometimes people bring in pictures of their mantle or their staircase, and we kind of help them pick out what's best for their house and their home decor.
What's the most common questions that you get when people come in? I would have asked about, back in the day, finally, as a
As an adult, I finally have a house that's big enough to have a normal-sized Christmas tree. But back in the day, you know, I would have loved some place like this where, you know, to find narrow trees and trees that go up against the wall and, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. Those are challenges for people every year.
They are, but we do have something for everybody. And one of the questions I get a lot is, like, how many ornaments do you put on the tree? Or how many? And it's, you know what, it's personal preference. It's really, I feel bad because I can never really answer that question completely. It depends on how big your tree is, where you put your tree. If it's up in a corner, I don't necessarily put a lot of stuff on the back because I feel it's kind of a waste. So it's just something that we work with people to help them figure out what's the best.
Yeah, are people putting the same things on a tree to theme it up? Personally, I like a lot of different things on it. And as I mentioned, almost every ornament on my tree has a sentimental value. So everything, it couldn't be weirder looking or different or, you know, things like that. But some people like super themed kind of decoration.
Well, actually, the tree that you do is very common. Most people do that. That's the traditional family tree, the memories. And a lot of times people will have that as their main tree in their house. And maybe in another room in their house, they would do a theme tree. Say, for example, if they have a new grandchild and they wanted something very whimsical like Lori was talking about, they might do like a gingerbread candy tree like in a different room in the house. And you can, with those different theme trees, you can always start with a smaller tree and kind of work up to it. But like you said, the traditional tree, that's what most people have.
Yeah. What about types of trees? Are there, the kinds of trees that are more popular than others? Spruce or, the different kinds of
Douglas
actual
fir.
Tree, Douglas fir, whatever.
Well, there's many types of needles, but what we see is we look at trees more. One of the ways when you're buying an artificial tree is you look at the density of the tree and you look at the edges. And, like, if you want a tree that looks just like a real tree from the tree lot where they've sheared it, people are getting trees that are dense all the way to the edges. But there's a new trend to more natural-looking trees. So they want trees that have a little more space and a little more openness, so there's room to hang ornaments between there. So we're seeing that come up more and more. Our, like, more sparse, a little bit more open trees are becoming more and more popular.
Okay, and you have it all here.
We have all of them, right? Yeah. So we have people that like that full to the edge. We still have that, and people that kind of are taking the new trend of an open tree, we have that too.
Yeah, can people take a look online, right? Or
you can look at all of our trees online. We have lots of pictures. We take them right here in Lake Barrington. Our goal is to make sure you understand what tree you're getting online, because that's what we want and what you want too. So,
but give us the details of when people can come here, how to get more information, all the X's and O's.
All right. So our website is treetime.com, and our...
Wait a minute. That sounds like a jingle that I know.
Treetime, treetime, treetime.com. Everything Christmas, treetime.com. Yay!
Sorry,
kids or cars. Don't even bring that up.
So yes, it is true. That is our website, and our store is in Lake Barrington on Pepper Road, and we are open weekdays from 10 to 6, except for Thursday when we're open 10 to 8, and on weekends from 10 to 5, and that's during the month of November.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you hosting us here every year. We always have so much fun out here, and thank you so much, Cassie. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
For all of your help. And Lori Kane, owner of Tree Time, along with her husband, Joe.
What's his name?
Joe.
Joe. Okay.
That's what I said. I've practiced every day for the last year to make sure I get it right this time. Thank you. We'll take a quick break and wind things up here in a second on WGN.
Hey.
All right. Thank you. And welcome back as we wind things up out here in Lake Barrington. Our Tree Time Christmas Spectacular. Again, congratulations to Melissa and Bruce, our newlyweds that we married here on the show today. Very, very lovely couple. I couldn't be happier for them. I wanted to thank everybody participating in the show today. We had the performers from the Marriott Lincolnshire's production of Beautiful, the Carole King musical that performed for us today, Dennis Watkins. Wasn't he amazing? The magician from the Magic Parlor? That was so cool. Take a look at that on Facebook. And also our singers with us on the show today, the Canterbury Carolers,
Thank you guys so much. Beautiful entertainment. People want to get more information.
CanterburyCarolers.com. Carolers with two L's.
With two L's. And also our wedding DJ doing a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Here today. Emily, thank you. Give us all the details if folks want to avail themselves of just a fantastic DJ job.
You can find us at toastandjamdjs.com, and we are all fantastic. Merry Christmas, Steve.
Merry Christmas to all of you. Thank you. Boy, I would be remiss if I didn't. I'm afraid to walk in front of the speaker again for the feedback.
Yeah, right.
I want to thank all of you for coming out and being part of the show. People were here waiting at the door at 6:30 this morning, waiting to get in. So thank you for continuing to support our crazy little Sunday morning show. We'll be back in studio next week. I'll see you tomorrow morning on Bob Surratt Show between 8 and 8:30, and, of course, on the WGN TV Morning News, as always. Dave Schwann.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're a gentleman and a
thank
scholar.
You.
My pal, Dave Schwanny. Elton Jim.
Once again, Dean, 8 years of this, having fun every time.
Yeah, this is our 10th annual show here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And it's always fun when you come out. And
ain't here on business, only here for fun.
Oh, that's right. All right, so I think we are complete, right? We're done. We're finished. Thank you for joining us, and be careful driving home. 15% discount, by the way, Dean's discount, if you're going to shop anything here at Tree Time today. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next year out here. Okay?
Hey!